going to do the opening moves. So let's put the feet together. Take a few breaths and just witness yourself. Just get a sense of how either stable or how you feel about being in this position. So now draw in a breath, inhale. Exhale, just let your body sink into this posture. All of a sudden feel very rooted, even though your feet are together, you're more like a post. Now, gently step out to the open stance. Draw on the breath, focus on lower tantien, send the energy right to the center of the earth. See a golden core to the center of the earth that you are attached to. Tongue on the roof of the mouth, focus on the crown as you inhale. Draw the connection. Think of all the details you can about inviting the whole universe in. Connect. Now just relax. This breath in, inflate the body as if it was a balloon, relax the surface, exhale out the pores, open your structure. And with the next breath, inhale and witness your bones. Just see your skeleton, bring as much detail into what you experience about your bones and your visual framing. Now, smoothly slide your structure to one side. The moment you feel like a post, lift the other heel and rotate. Think of the bones as energy. Think of just the bones. Think of the movement that you are working on a cellular energetic level. That you are awakening them deep within. That as subtle as this movement is that you are twisting and moving every physical structural component of the bones, but think of it in an energy way. And then think of the six meridians. Just keep letting go and opening. Now, relax that limb, let it just glide to the floor, shift your structure. Witness how that stands out from the rest of your body. Then again, slide over, post, lift the other limb. Again, think in terms of the bones as being energy, the cellular structure, the composition, the physical makeup. When you get down to its most fundamental level, it's energy. So think of that as what we're moving. The bones are pliable, but they move not just at the joint but within the length and the surface of the bones. Think of the six meridians. Plant that foot, equal weight for a moment, stabilize this movement. Now the next one, shift, bring both feet together, circle three times in one direction, three times in the other. So you want to feel that you are as supple as you could be in your ankles, and you don't want the bottom of the feet to raise at all. You want to witness the crown connection. And the grounding to the earth is not compromised in this position. Okay, as you come forward, Hold this posture. Shift your attention as if the bottom of the feet are wide open. And as you inhale, raise with a sense of filling your body with all the energy of the earth rising up to inside your head. Now, step out to the open stance. Focus on lower Dantian and coil the abdomen out. You want your hands softly rounded. Okay, now pause at the front. Reverse the movement and now open your belt channel. Come to the front, pause, reverse the movement, and open the belt channel in the other direction. As you come to the front, pause, two rotations, and then let's just let your body freely spiral in, and you just relax the core of your body. Just let it yield to this new sense of openness. So before your body completely stops, bring the feet together, focus on the tailbone, and begin to circle in the direction you're going. Now feel the whole body moving like this. Your hands are softly grounded. Now, starting at the tailbone, begin to incrementally move up from the tailbone. Illuminate the sacrum, open that. And now start with each vertebrae. And as you pass a gate, acknowledge it. Just feel that opening. Allow it to connect, you know, to its counterpart in the front, a ring of energy around your body. Whatever shows up, but just, you know, give yourself a moment there to activate it. Chin in, continue up. Head rock. Witness your whole body moving like this. Shaft of energy is creating the movement. You're going along for the ride. Now, start at third eye. Bring your attention into upper Dantian. And as you look out the crown, become the dragon traveling up into the universe. Quietly let this slide away. Now, rotate the tailbone in the opposite direction. Go through the same sequence. then quietly let this slide away. Just move into stillness. And just be with the way you feel. And move yourself to the open stance without disturbing this state of mind. Now, incrementally in spine roll, bring this feeling into it. Work with the energy that you have. Feel that your spine is prepared in a very open way for the next movement, so you can really bring a sense of grace and fluidity as you open the spine. Okay, so now lift the energy, push the butt back, sink. Follow the energy as it raises up, meets at lower thought the end, splits, goes back down the legs. Now this time, shift the energy up and just follow it up the spine, all the way up. Then pause and push the abdomen back and then arc, starting with the head through the neck. And let it travel all the way down to the feet, back into the earth, and then again, inhale up. So see this as a large microcosmic experience, inhaling up the energy of the back and exhaling it down the front. Begin to slow this down incrementally. Okay, now start swirling the fingers to wake them up. Think of the six meridians, but think of the energy of the bones of the hands now. Swirl the hands to open the wrists as well as the fingers. Now, from the elbow through the forearms, through the wrists and the fingers. Now, the whole arm. Get a sense of yielding towards letting go and creating space, but think of the energy within the bones. Now, lift and lower the shoulders. The same intention, but acknowledge that the shoulders are not attached to the spine. And then the idea of the movement is try to liberate and open the dorsal gate. So liberate stuck energy. Free the area. That intersection is critical when you cultivate energy to get it down the arms unobstructedly and out the hands. It's a big intersection. Just keep it free. Okay, now completely relax the arms. Feel the energy. And now shake the arms, then the wrists, reintegrate the energy. Now tuck the chin in and work the movement starting from between the shoulder blades as you turn systematically. So the base of the skull is the last part to move, and then as you restack, again, stack from between the shoulder blades as you come forward. So the skull is the last piece to come forward. So we want to work from the bottom up in both directions. Forward, eyes closed, just witness that what we've done to the bones, we've opened them up. So now what we want to do is bounce. We want to take that and now think of the rest of the body, but in an energies level, not so much structure. So you want to think in terms of liberating, freeing, moving, clearing, taking out blockages. So the intention at this level is that you really want to operate that your body is energy first. Your whole experience to yourself is from an energy point of view. So if the energy is clear, the rest of the body is clear. And as you begin to amplify the energies in the body can support them, can handle the currents, bigger energy. So if you find areas that feel weighted or heavy or have emotion attached to it, spend time here with a sense of just liberating it, not trying to figure it out, but look at it as terms of how can I move this energy, you know, in a way that it represents itself the way it's intended to. And just think in those terms. Don't get, you know, caught up in the physicalness of the experience as much as the energy expression of that. And just think and working in those terms to make change. Okay, now quietly let the movement slip away. So just don't abruptly stop. And now feel the energy, the tingling inside. So we just want to quiet that down, so we just take a few breaths, draw it in through the pores as well as the nostrils, and then exhale with a sense of leading the weighted part of that breath into the earth. So it's as if you have awakened areas of your body that no longer serve you, so now we're replacing it with different energies. So just we yield the old into the earth and we replace it. Begin to feel more stable in your experience. Now, thump the belly. So again, though you're striking your physical body, think in terms of lower down the end, belt channel, energetic kidney relationship, meridians. That's what we're thinking about. They just happen to be encased in the body. So we're kind of not thinking so much of the physical body as what we're doing is to awaken and stimulate and clear these pathways. Okay, so now the belt channel, to wake that up, very important. So as you strike the belly, now you should feel the ring being included in that around your waist. Okay, so now the kidneys. So we come belt channel, we come up kidneys. Come back down to the belt channel, and we'll do three of those to connect that relationship clearly. Now back to the belly. And so now feel as you're thumping the belly, you feel it in the belt channels, but now into the kidneys, as if you opened up that line of communication. Okay, so now one belt channel, and then come off and do the crease in the front. feel that there's a connection to the kidneys through the belt channel, and now we've opened up the crease. Okay, now, belt channel, come off. Now do the butt. Really feel that you can strike this pretty formidably, but with a sense of not resisting it, but yielding towards relaxing. Just really wake up this area. Okay, now, with a incremental but a formidable strike, come down the sides of the legs. When you get to the ankles, open the hands, cross the toes. Now, slap the inside. It's more of a sting. And when you get to the crease, make the fists connect. Now, with the right hand, come across the belly, up the left side, into the valley, and now down the inner arm, and now up the back of the arm, back to the shoulder, into the crease, down the left side, come across. Now with the left hand, come up the right side, into the crease, down the arm to the fingers, up the back, top of the shoulders, down the valley, into the crease. Now back to the belly. It all kind of winds up here. Okay, now just as you're thumping the belly, think of the belt channel, the kidneys, the crease, the outer part, the inner part of the legs, the arms, and feel them all stimulated. Okay, now quiet this down. Now comb through the head. Just all the way back with a formidable attachment, or you can kind of pop the head, but we want to open up and get the chi moving in the bladder meridians, but we also want to just stimulate the blood flow up here. Okay, now you should feel open, light, and alert.